What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Kasara. And I'm coming to y'all on a little chit chat. I just finished watching The Watcher on Netflix. I believe it was 7 episodes, maybe about an hour each. If not a little longer. I'm prepping dinner. I'm getting ready. I'm getting my meat all marinated, so you'll hear some clothing and all other stuff. Just a disclaimer. Because you know I have to multitask, you know. Just because you feel as an entrepreneur, they still treat me like I'm a housewife. Okay, let me stop. No, but seriously, I told you guys my woes, but I got my system back together now, so everything is flowing. That's why I'm like, okay, I got more than enough time to let this meat marinate. Got all my laundry, I caught up. But anyway, that's not what I came to talk to y'all about. I'm talking to y'all about The Watcher. So, it's really good, and it's hard to fucking explain. So, you gotta watch it. Like, I'm not gonna go into details about, oh, it's about this, about that, and that. Just some things that I thought was really interesting about it. The show was because, I can't remember the year, but I know it was before COVID. No. Was it before? It was either right before COVID or during COVID, because now I can't fucking remember, but it was on Dr. Phil, and it was this couple, and they had brought this lady onto the show, because she was harassing them about this house that they had bought, because I guess she wanted it, and they outbidded her, and all of this crazy shit, right? So, when I'm watching The Watcher, I'm staying in tune because I like thrillers. And two, because I'm thinking that they're getting some of their material from this Dr. Phil that I done watched, right? Honey boo boo child. When I tell you that, yes, it was, because it says it's based off of true events. Now, everything isn't true. Not all the events are true, okay? You know, anybody who makes some shit, they gotta, when it comes down to true events, they gotta put a little spin on it, add somebody extra, somebody different. You know what I'm talking about. It ain't gonna always just be 100%. They gotta beef it up to make it more interesting. But that 657 something Boulevard Avenue, I forget the address and the letters and like The Watcher and all of that shit, and that was real. Like, that really fucking happened. That was a real damn address. It was really a family. The family was like, they were spooked. They didn't move in. They really did do renovations. Ooh, I'm drinking this ivy, liquid ivy shit. Ew, I don't know how my husband bought a whole case of this shit. It's horrible. Shit, horrible. Ugh. But I need some energy. Yeah. Anyways, ooh, I'm mad that I opened it. Should just had some coffee. At least that tastes good. So, these people, this letter, this watcher, this unsolved case, and that's why I was saying, if you ain't watched it, please don't listen, like, and I'm not gonna go into it, I'm just gonna talk about little details, but this is an unsolved case, like, and even the way that they ended it, we still don't know who did it, when, where, how, okay, we don't know any of that. I guess we do know where, when, we just don't know who. So the thought of somebody being tormented, and they have the fucking letters, okay? Like, this is where they got the story from. Being tormented. Like, even my, like, anybody, like, it's just like, it's beyond me. And the fact that it was, because I'm thinking this Dr. Phil thing was like a once in a lifetime. You ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody do no shit like this. Like, this happens in the movies. Again, like, I may be a little naive to it. I was sheltered, so I got a little bit of an excuse about why I don't think shit like that can happen, but I didn't think stuff like that happened. I just, like, really? You out here sending people letters threatening their lives, their kids' lives, because they bought a house? Damn. Like, what would happen if you got, like, if you won the lottery or something? Like, I just, it just blew my mind. The people did sell the house. The people that they sold the house to, they also had a family. And they said that they never received any letters when they sold the house. So that that made me go, I wonder if they was the one who said, the people who bought the house, I wonder if they was the one who was sending the letters. I promise you I thought it. My goodness. But overall, it was a good show. It's gonna keep you on your toes. I was happy that they did end it the way it ended it, because I am a big critic when it comes down to movies. And had they had been like, this was the suspect all along, or this is the person, or whatever, like, they really would have had to make everything make sense, because they had so many people involved, between the sheriff, the real estate agent, the real estate agent's boss, the neighbors, the neighbors, the security guy who was installing the cameras, like, everybody was a damn suspect. So, and it went really, they did a good job doing it like a movie, not just following one person, you know, so we don't know what these other people are doing. Yes, they followed the family, but you still got to see, like, the other characters that they brought and got involved to see, okay, I could see how they could be accused, but they really didn't do it. And another thing I was thinking about with the movie was just based off of, not the movie, the show, the little series, was, like, what if everybody was in on it? Like, everybody was a little bit the watcher, because at one point in one of the episodes, we find out that the father who bought the home with his family wrote one of the letters because he was trying to get his wife to sell the house so they can move out of it. And after that, she was like, I don't know if I can trust you, my nigga. Like, how are you going to send me a letter? Like, I understand, like, you said it was one. But they were able to discount him because of the way he wrote his R's. Like, the way, I guess, like, he had, like, a curve or some type of curving on his R's, that the way he did it, only so many people, thousands of people ever wrote like this. And so they was able to pinpoint that, yes, he wrote one of the letters, but he didn't write all of the letters. So that was cool. When I say that was cool, I'm talking about as far as how deep they went into making sure they ruled people out, you know? they didn't leave anything hanging. At one point, I thought it was the damn daughter, but then I was like, okay, how did the daughter get a hold to all these other people that was getting letters, like, years and years before she was there? You know, she would have just been a fucking kid. Like, she couldn't have did it. So, it was a really good movie. Why do I keep calling it a movie? It's a show. Miniseries. How come everybody can't get along? So it was just like, how come this couldn't have been a not true story? Like, the fact that it's based off of some true events, some true lies, a true story, like, that shit's kind of devastating. I feel sorry for those people. Like, I can't imagine the kind of, like trust issues a person like that would have after, like, checking their mailbox or buying a house or buying anything after that. Because they were basically, they were being accused of, like, being capitalist and greedy and all kind of crap. And I'm like, why the fuck is it anybody's business if they are? If, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn it, what if they would have got that money from, like, they Uncle Joe that they didn't even know about and shit, and or got the house from them? Oh, I guess that was the other thing. Okay, The Watcher, that's a good thing that I have to point out. The Watcher said that they've been watching the house for fucking decades. So, I'm assuming because they've been watching the house for decades, they knew who was, who died, passed it on, who had it, you know? So, like I said, they did a really fucking good job. And I'm mad because I was just freaking getting ready to tell my husband, "Babe, let's cancel Netflix. We gotta worry about saving." But I don't know what else Netflix gotta say damn sleep. I would have been sad on that. I would have been mad. Imagine me and my grown married son having to ask my mom and dad for their next word, Netflix username and password. But they probably wouldn't have gave it to me because of the location. Because my sister, I know she get in on it, so nah. Damn. We're going to have to find another way to get up. You know what? I know one way we have been saving is not going out to eat like that. Like, saving it more on a... like, for instance, we went out for our son's birthday. But other than that, it's been good old home cooked, let it marinate meals, you know? Which is, that's how it should be, damn it. But I caught myself being busy. I wasn't getting any help. And at first, I was not getting any help from these people. Still kind of low-key not. I just stopped complaining about it, and I have to just figure it out, you guys. That's why you would hear me doing shit in the background when I'm doing the podcast, because if I don't multitask, oh my gosh, so much stuff wouldn't get done. Like, I have to do multiple things at one time. Like, even when I'm trying to enjoy, like, let's say, like, a movie or something, like, best believe I'm still looking stuff up or reading up on something or seeing or writing down or something that has to do with business, you know? And what I end up having to do is, like, force myself to stop thinking about business stuff. Especially when I'm sick. It's just like, all right, you need to speak and let your body heal. Come on now. You're not doing well. This is not gonna let you be more efficient. If anything, it's gonna take you longer to heal. So I think that's the only time I really let myself chill out. when it comes down to not multitasking is when I'm sick. We haven't really been on a vacation. I mean, we've been places, but it was like, I don't consider it a vacation. It's more out of obligation. Going on trips, like seeing folks that we ain't seen in a while, you know? But maybe I'm wrong too. Y'all tap in and let me know. Am I wrong for not calling like out of town trips a vacation? Where you have to like go meet up with family members? I don't know. In my head, it's not. So I can't wait, but shit, COVID is still active and around. Because I had it, what, 2 months ago? So that kind of has me like, I mean, we don't have to travel that damn bad. Spending my money just to come back to get sick. That doesn't mean I don't want it. That doesn't mean I don't want it. But, like I said, gotta multitask. So I'm like, even if you do go, you're gonna have to fucking bring your laptop and work. So it's like, I just need to sit down and give myself not like a real, because I have goals. I always got some goals I'm trying to achieve. But sit down and create a, once this happens, you need to take you a trip. Like, kind of like giving myself a punishment to go on vacation. I said what I said. I be feeling guilty when I leave the house. I have so much stuff that I have to do. Like, and I'm the one who chose to be an entrepreneur, you know? If I don't do it, shit ain't gonna get done. My husband, yeah, he helps, but don't nobody want to just live off of his income. And I don't go places. I got things to do. I like my own money. So, that's that. I got tax tests I gotta finish. Chewing, like, what did I call? Tell my husband I was doing? I was, biting the horse. No, not biting the horse. Taking nipples at the elephant. That's what I said. Taking nipples at the elephant. So, because this season, and I thought it's fun any other damn season, but when I tell you the damn tax law this season is so damn dry and boring and just like, oh, God, I want to stab my eyes out. But I'm glad that I gave myself a longer due date, a to get done date, I guess I should say, than I did, because it was able to give me the extra time to get it down, so I'm not rushing at the end. I hate when I let myself rush at the very end. Because if anything fucking happens, I'll turn into a hot mess. And we had a couple of different hiccups that happened, so I'm really happy that I've been sticking to my guns. And I like to plan my vacations out. Like, I like to know way ahead of time when I'm going on vacation, because I like to go all out, just depending on what type of vacation I go on. Like, if I'm going on a shopping vacation, a shopping vacation is a vacation where, you know, they got all the bomb clothes, and like, for instance, like Miami, New York, like different stuff like that. Like, you know, you can go there and go get you some bomb ass clothes. Like stuff you wouldn't see. And like I said, I'm in California. I told you guys that before. I'm in Cali. You wouldn't find out here, you know? So I like to do that. Sometimes I go on a vacation and it's to eat. Yes, I have eating vacations where it's like, okay, I'm going to all of these different restaurants. Like, okay, for instance, I did the Diners, Dive-In, and like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dines. I think it's a show on TV, but they go to all of these different restaurants. It's on a cooking show. They go to all these different restaurants. And that's all I did. Like, that whole year was to mark off and go to as many restaurants that they had went to as possible. That was cool. That was nice. I had gained a lot of weight that year, but I don't give a damn. You only live once. Live it up, be that local. Oh, man. That was nice. That was real nice. I love food. Let me see. And one time I went to Vegas just to get... I had a free room at the Mandalay Bay. Really nice. It was an upgraded room. It was a suite. But we went for Hell's Kitchen. That's what a Ramsay spot. So I like, if I don't have a purpose to my vacation, I don't think it's a vacation. I don't know. That's my mind. My husband, he shakes his fucking head. But, I know my voice sounds weird, but I'm really trying to chug this nasty, this little energy IV liquid. I'm going to give you the exact name, y'all. Oh, it's a powder. That's how I should have known this shit was nasty. Liquid IV Fueling Life Adventures Energy Multiplier Energy Drink Mix. So that's why I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then it says energy for performance, brain power, focus, and mood. And then on the back of it, it has like all kinds of like scientific breakdowns and shit. But my husband bought these at the Costco's. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I need some energy. Like, I've been up hella early, but you know, I'm always up early. But this one, it was just a little harder just to get out of the damn bed this morning and get all the things I needed to take care of. So I'm like, let me get it. But this is horrible. And I want to say he spent so much fucking money. I want to say, like, the little package was like $30. These things are expensive. And, like, my mommy used to say, like, oh, we ain't got no money to be wasting up in here. Finish everything on your plate. Let me see. I really want, yep. He spent like $30 fucking dollars on this bag. And you get 24 pouches, little powder packs. And I had made it before I had hopped on the podcast. And I'm like, oh man, it's just getting warmer and warmer. Like, that's not gonna be good. Like, it ain't good cold. It ain't gonna be good warm. Like, I don't want to be waiting for you guys. Oh God, this is so fucking gross. Don't drink this shit. But I really wanted to tell you guys about The Watcher. If you haven't seen it, I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and go tune in and go see it. And then, if you have seen it, go ahead and tap in and leave a voicemail. And let us know what you thought about it. Did you know that The Watcher was based off of, like, in those letters were based off of a real life family? Did you know that? Hit me up in the comments. Leave a voicemail. One or two. We'll get back to you. And as I like to say before we let you on your way, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yes. Thank you.